Hey everybody, this is your boy DJ Fluff 313. Oh man. So the other day I had a friend of mine say, "Hey bro, you on Spotify, like Spotify and other stuff," and I'm like, "What you talking about?" He said, "Bro, you're on there and it's your podcast." I said, "Oh, snap. Yeah, man, I do podcasts and stuff every now and then, you know?" And he was like, "Man, keep that up. Keep it going." So big shout out to my bro. Big shout out to my cuz, Mark Cooper, a.k.a. Player One. He do Nerdcore, and we in Soundproof together. We do a damn good job. Even though him and the other guy that's in Soundproof, a.k.a. Blizzard, they keep winning trophies at all these beat battles. I still haven't won one yet, but it's okay. That is not out of jealousy. That's out of work ethics, because their work ethics is insane. I'm giving them all types of props right now. They go home and work on beats all day. They after work, they working on beats again. After dinner, they working on one more. After something else, they getting another one in. Later on that day, they listening to regular radio or something crazy to get some samples. And I'm like, you know what? I got to get back into it 100% like that. I do electronic music and video game music. So it's like sometimes it's up and down. And, you know, one other thing, too, I got to mostly hang out with more people that inspire me, man. Because what I noticed is I had a, you know, certain places that I went, so many people had a negative vibe. It's just like, oh man, that tears you down when it comes to the creativity. So that's kind of to a point what this episode is about. It's about creativity, what is good and bad, basically creativity, and basically, yeah, the third one I'm gonna just make up after a while. So peek me out real quick. Let me just say something real quick. Okay. If you hear those drip drops in the background, yeah, I'm not that far from a big old fish tank, so that's it. It ain't really that big. It's kinda big, whatever. Your boy DJ Fluff. Sorry for me yarning. I'm just not washing my hair, about to go get my hair done. Your boy DJ Fluff, I'm an ex-graffiti artist. I'm going to just say it. Boom. Look, whatever. I used to go around painting the city and everything else. Painting the city with my own name, this little rat teddy bear looking thing, this rat bear. I always called it a rat bear. I called it Fluff. These big old ears and stuff like that. It ain't a Mickey Mouse copycat. No, it's not. But what I did was I used to paint the city red with them things, man. And I noticed this. I used to have the biggest smile on my face, like after a good night of painting. And it used to feel like basically like I was on a team. You know what I'm saying? We used to call ourselves GIG, God is good, basically. And we ain't really call ourselves that, but we just threw that metaphor out there. God is good. You know what I'm saying? But not saying that we're God, but you know, God is good. That's period. All right. So, it never really went too far with just that part, but like it was me, Bird, Antarelli, I'm gonna say Jerry, shit, man, some me and so many people, Kendall went a couple times, and we all learned because, you know what I'm saying, it's Smut, it's so many people. Yeah, that's his graffiti name, Smut, Camo, aka Hio. Man, with so many people that I went bombing with. But what the thing about that is, this is part I want to ask: what is wrong? I live in a city that's, we have rules. Our rules was, you don't hit nothing, no one. Sleep shit, basically sleeping shit at. Basically, what I'm basically saying is you Work, sleep, and shit. Yep, that's it. You only graffiti abandoned buildings, and every now and then, some freeway overpass. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever. Now, about that is, when we'll tag an abandoned building, it'd be really condemned. After a while, they'll come, and they will literally take down the, they'll tear the building down. So, we got our flick, which is our picture, and everything else. We, you know what I'm saying? We got our cans up, and paint, and everything else. But, it's like, they was either going to paint over our piece, which is cool. We just wanted to be temporary for a minute. Or they was going to tear the building down, which is cool. Nowadays, it's like, people look at that as blight. Now, as a person that cleans up blight now, you know what I'm saying? I haven't went graffiti in a minute. If I do, I do it differently. I go into an abandoned house, go graffiti, and nobody really see it, take my picture and leave out. That's nothing. You know what I'm saying? If I ever get, somebody ever tell me I get in trouble for that, I'm going to have to sue the city or something. You know? Now, I know it's illegal. I know that people wouldn't go by our rules and stuff like that. We have rules and regulations and we stuck by them. And it's like, if I'm telling you, when I get my hair done, I always yarn. I'm sorry about that. If other graffiti artists kind of stuck by those rules, which we kind of do a little bit, and kind of in Detroit, we kind of only hit abandoned buildings. Is it really wrong? That's my main question today. Is it really wrong? Because the fact is that I would go out there, bomb a building, like basically graffiti a building. It'll look good too. Nah, it'll look good. I ain't talking about a little tag. No. I'm talking about like full color, three color, some spinoff, some crazy stuff. Kids will like it, and everything else. You know. And it's like, yo, that's Fluff. He all around. He all city. And I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, Detroit, Ohio, Ypsilanti, Romulus, Inkster, I was everywhere. Hamtramck, Holland Park, man, well, you name it, Southwest, everywhere. I'm gonna just keep saying. Nah, the thing is, the reason why I asked it was, is it wrong? Because it wasn't just fun to us. It was mostly kind of almost spiritual. You know what I'm saying? When I lost my granddaddy, like, G-Boy, rest in peace. And it was like, you know what? I took a can or two or a book bag and a marker and stuff. And I literally walked from my house to downtown. Now, that's miles. Miles away. But I did it. And the reason why I did it, because it was like, I was a little stressed out and I had to blow some steam off. Now, being from a brother from the hood, it's like sometimes you got to make stuff up to do to kind of blow some steam off. Yeah, we didn't have too many recreation. We had some recreation centers, but it's like, it didn't work too well. There, they rules is weird. And you know what I'm saying? And then you say, all right, man, what else can we do? Nothing really. It's like a lot of programs and stuff in the city of Detroit, they kind of be like so low key that you can't even do anything. It's like, come on, y'all. What's going on? Like, a lot of people always say, man, this city ain't doing nothing. And really, the city is doing a lot. It's just the fact is, no one be informed about anything. So, we had to do something. We tried to be creative, and I even tried to go around to a couple places when I had so much pain it made no sense. It's like I was trying to ask certain people, would you like a mural on the side of this? Would you like a mural on the side of that? A small square to promote the city or promote your business or something to make the city look better. Something somebody could look at instead of that blank wall that somebody gonna come past and tag any doggone way. And if you knew how many people looked at me like I was stupid. This one, I was fresh out of high school. I was, oh man, I was coded. Drawing? Oh man. I was blessed with a gift. But if you know how many people looked at me like I was stupid, or be like, man, go on, no, we good. No, like, so many people say the same thing. Then the liquor stores back in the day, Coca-Cola said, we're going to sell more to the urban youth. And they came out and they said the same thing that I said, but I guess they came with it, like basically like a company or whatever, and said, hey, we're going to spray paint this image right here on the side of your building. I had the images too, and it was actually really, really nice. You know what I'm saying? It was something somebody else. I know it was nice because my mom said it was nice. The reason why I say that, because a lot of my artwork be weird or crazy and stuff, and she was like, okay, that's nice. Stuff like that. Not now. Coca-Cola came around to the city of Detroit and a lot of other cities and said, we can do this image right here and everything else, and it's going to have Coca-Cola in it. Black, brown, and white people, like, they're literally these colors. And they're going to be all drinking Coca-Cola and standing in the background. It's going to be it didn't really look too much like nothing. It wasn't sweet, wasn't fancy or anything. But guess what? They did the whole city like that. There wasn't even full murals. Somebody came around and did a 10-foot by 10-foot, like it was 10 to 10 square, and they'll do that on every store they had on. Every store. And it was done out of spray paint. And it was done pretty good, I ain't gonna lie. But it's crazy how in the urban areas, y'all want to put this up saying, oh, basically urban kids like know about graffiti and graffiti with Coca-Cola and stuff like that. Maybe I should probably stop saying their name because, you know. And different, you know, the pop company came around and just like, yeah, we're going to branch this and urban kids like graffiti and we're going to advertise. But what I was trying to do is just a pure mural and stuff like that. And it was no advertisement, but little, hey, whatever, it didn't work. So what a lot of people say, oh man, I love that mural, but I hate that graffiti. It's the same thing. And not only is it the same thing, a lot of times you don't know what that person did to just get that mural. They've been trying to get murals for the longest. It's even right now to this day. One day I got fed up. I'm just quickly in this in a minute because this is only a small podcast for today. One day I got fed up and I seen it was a blank wall on the corner of my block. I'm like, dog, this wall been blank forever, bro. Like I'm getting sick of this wall being blank. Well, you know, so I said, you know what, F it. I'm gonna just go down there and do it like I basically got permission to do it like a mural. So they boarded up the hole in the wall. So I said, oh, even better. Man, I went down there to go tag and do my thing. I was good. Then, next thing you know, I called a couple graffiti cats. Said, hey, man, you want to get down on the wall? So, a couple cats said, yeah, let's get down on the wall. So, I did my piece over there. I did the middle piece. And they was about to do their piece. Now, these two guys was white guys. And all I did, they're doing their piece, half of their piece. All I did was walk down two houses and come back, because I basically had to walk down there for something. I don't know, water or something. Came back. When I come back, the police are there. Somebody called the police because it was two white guys on the corner spray painting. I said, what is the honoree? Because when I walk in Gross Point, which is part of me, white, all I got to do is walk up the street, and they call the police on me. But it's weird how that works in two ways. We need to start trusting people. This is too much, you know. Okay, but back to the story. The story was, then I said, hey man, don't worry about it. I'll go talk to the police real quick. So I talked to the cop, kept it cool and everything else. Like, yeah, what's going on? He was like, yeah, man, we had somebody told me like there was two white guys over here spray painting and stuff like that. I said, oh no, I'm painting with them. It's my wall. I called them up. So, I'm the type of person like this. If something happened, I'm going to take the blame. You know what I'm saying? If I did something, I'm going to take the blame. I'm just going to do it. Because I don't want you getting in trouble for some shit that I basically said, and you come through, and next thing you know, now I look like a bad homie. because the fact is that I didn't take the blame. So I was almost like, man, they're going to lock me up. But I kept a cool mind. I was like, nah, man, we're making the neighborhood look better. It's permission. It's a permission wall. I just kept saying it's a permission wall, but I never said we have permission. Yeah. P.S. Word your stuff right. You know. But I said it's permission wall. You know, we doing our thing, making the neighborhood look better and everything else. But before he even asked certain questions, I was already on top of it. You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, make the neighborhood look better. You know, we're gonna cut the grass and make everything look good. We're just trying to you know this and that and that and this. So he looked at me. He was like, all right, well, cool, yeah, man, do your thing. What y'all planning on putting there? So I'm in there playing, like, man, we're putting flowers over here. We're, first we're going to throw our names up and get that out the way, and then we're going to throw the background in and everything else. But real quick, to a point, it was the truth, but I was telling them we were going to paint flowers on there. Nah, we were going to paint no flowers on there. I think it was, like, some weird big-eyed bumblebees or something crazy stuff floating around and our name and stuff and a big old funky bee with like a b-boy hat on, something in the middle, and we was gonna do that real quick. It was sweet, but it was like we tried to do all that. But my man's the guy that was doing the wall with me, he said, oh man, bro, I think he was giving me an excuse, because he was like, these police are just chilling here now. And I went back to the wall, he was like, oh man, bro, my father-in-law is sick and I gotta go. So I was like, all right, man, I'll see you in a minute. You come back tomorrow? It's like, yeah, never came back. Nah. I ended up doing a whole wall by myself. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really messed with me and everything else. But it's just funny how stuff like, I felt so good just by painting and expressing myself on a wall. How could this really be wrong? So next time you probably out there, you see a graffiti artist doing a mural, or you see a new piece, or, as long as it ain't no crap, ask yourself seriously, I know it's supposed to be wrong by law, but how can it still be wrong when it feels so right to someone? Nah, I'm not killing nobody, I'm not having premarital sex and all this other stuff, and you know, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, we need to probably question certain things before we say, you know what I'm saying, before we say it's wrong. Just period. That's all. That's all I had to say real quick, especially graffiti, because graffiti is the only art form United States have. Only. Please Google it. Please Google it. It's bad. It's very bad. So, mosaic and everything else is French and everything. You know. Always, you know, that stuff is over there. Graffiti, that's us. But this has been your boy DJ Fluff. I had to come talk to y'all guys real quick, at least for 20 minutes or almost 20 minutes. And I'm about to go get my hair done, so I gotta roll. I gotta get this thing twisted up and everything else. And I will see y'all in a minute. Peace.